Welcome to the Champion's Corner, where sales training meets the mindset of a champion. I'm Mark Kelly McLean, former Canadian champion, world bronze medalist, and your coach in the world of sales. I took the discipline, focus, and resilience from boxing and brought it into business. Here, we turn sales pros into sales champions with real tactics and winning mindsets. So lace up, keep your guard up, and let's get to work. You're in the Champion's Corner.
Hello, everyone. Mark Kelly McLean here. We are episode 7, round 4. Round 4 is going to be about counterpunching, when intelligence replaces force. Counterpunching is where boxing stops being about violence and starts becoming about intelligence. Anyone can throw a punch. Very few people can wait. That ability to wait calmly, deliberately, without panic, is one of the rarest skills in boxing. It's also one of the rarest skills in sales. Most people feel pressure and immediately act. Champions feel pressure and they observe. That's the difference. Patterns reveal everything. Good counterpunchers don't guess, they study. They watch patterns when the opponent throws, which punch comes first, what happens after a miss, how the opponent reacts when pressured, whether they rush, freeze, or retreat. These patterns aren't obvious to the untrained eye. They're subtle, almost invisible, but once you see them, you can't unsee them. Sales works the same way. Elite salespeople don't just listen to what customers say. They listen to how they say it, the objections they repeat, the hesitation before certain answers, the tone shift when risk comes up, the speed at which decisions are avoided or accelerated. Customers, like fighters, they reveal themselves under pressure. And counterpunchers in the ring or in the boardroom are trained to notice. Okay, so resistance is information, not opposition. In boxing, an opponent who never throws is dangerous but not informative. You learn nothing from silence. The same is true in sales. Objections are not rejection, they're engagement. Pushback means the customer is thinking, weighing risk, visualizing outcomes, emotionally invested. Amateurs avoid resistance. Professionals, they expect it. Counterpunching, it begins when you stop fearing objections and start reading them. Defense comes first. A counterpunch never starts with offense. In boxing, you don't counter by standing still and absorbing the punch. You slip, you roll, you take just enough off it to stay balanced. In sales, that defensive move is acknowledgement, not agreement. Phrases like, "That's a fair concern. I can see why you'd think like that. You're not wrong to question this." These statements don't concede ground. They remove emotional force. Once tension drops, clarity rises. That's when the counter becomes possible. You know, silence is a weapon. Silence is uncomfortable for most people, which is exactly why it works. In boxing, a counterpuncher doesn't rush the moment. They let the opponent sit in the mistake that they made. They allow imbalance to fully reveal itself. In sales, silence does the same thing. When a customer raises an objection and you don't immediately respond, they often keep talking. They clarify their own concern. They expose the emotional layer beneath the logic. Most salespeople swing too early. They interrupt, they defend, they explain. And in doing so, they miss the opening. Silence allows the punch to land and overextend. Timing beats speed. Great counterpunchers aren't fast. They're on time. They wait until the opponent commits, until their weight is forward, until balance is compromised. Sales is no different. Responding too quickly to an objection answers the wrong question, makes you sound defensive, gives control back to the customer. A brief pause, even 2 or 3 seconds, can change the entire dynamic of a conversation. Timing controls the exchange. The counter is insight, not argument. Counterpunching is not about arguing better. It's about placing something clean where the guard isn't. In boxing, the counter isn't harder than the original punch. It's sharper. In sales, the counter is insight, a cost they haven't calculated yet, a risk they're underestimating, a consequence they haven't connected, a perspective they haven't considered. You're not fighting their objection. You're reframing the situation around it. That's the difference between persuasion and pressure. The next topic, emotion lands, logic follows. Most objections wear logical clothing, but they're driven by emotion. Fear of change, fear of risk, fear of being wrong, fear of internal consequences. If you counter only with data, you miss the target. Elite sales counters acknowledge emotion first, then introduce clarity. People don't move forward when they feel cornered. They move forward when they feel safe. You know, not every punch deserves a counter. This is advanced and critical. In boxing, you don't counter everything. Sometimes you let the punch miss. Sometimes you step away and reset. In sales, the same discipline applies. Some objections are noise. Some are stalls. Some aren't even real. Countering everything makes you reactive. Selective countering makes you composed. Composure is authority. Counterpunching is conditioning. You can't counter well when you're tired. In boxing, fatigue kills timing. In sales, emotional fatigue does the same thing. If you, one, take objections personally, two, attach your worth to outcomes, three, feel rejected easily, you'll rush. Elite salespeople separate identity from outcome. Their confidence isn't on the line in every conversation. The mental conditioning is what allows patience. The deeper truth, counterpunching is trust in preparation. It's believing you don't need to force anything. That if you let the conversation breathe, the truth will surface. This is the shift from reacting to anticipating, chasing to guiding, selling to leading. When counterpunching is done well, tension drops, the pace slows, control shifts quietly. And that's when deals move forward, clean, confident, and earned. The core lesson, objections are only dangerous when you're afraid of them. When you welcome them, study them, and wait for the right moment, they become the opening that wins the fight. That's counterpunching. And that lesson, more than any single tactic, is the one greatest gift boxing gives to the sales process. You know, I think about my own sales career and my boxing career. In boxing, I definitely was a counterpuncher. There's no doubt about it. You know, I probably wasn't as instinctive as some fighters, but I was very strategic in nature. And oftentimes, I would know a little bit about the fighter before I even fought, got in the ring with them. I'd do some due diligence to find out who they were, how they fought. And I think that's the same thing you have to do in sales. You have to be prepared. And boxing and sales, very similar. And when I went in the ring, I was like, it was like chess with muscles for me. Again, very strategic. I worked hard. I studied the opponent very closely. And I would try to do the things that I needed to do to win. But always strategic in nature. Strong counterpuncher. I think that was one of my strongest skills, was being a counterpuncher. And it helped me succeed and do the things that I did in boxing. Anyway, I'm glad you paid attention to the lesson learned. Hopefully there's some things you took away from this. And I look forward to seeing you in round 5. Bye now.
That's it for this round of the Champions Corner. If you're serious about leveling up, head over to markkellymclain.com and join my free VIP club. You'll get access to Knockout sales strategies in every new podcast episode. While you're there, sign up for my sales training program or book me to lead a seminar for your team. I'm Mark Kelly McLean. Stay sharp, stay hungry, and I'll see you in the next episode.